Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, look at that.
Huh? Oh, what a thought! Live from New York, it's your favorite show's favorite show. It's First Things First. Today, Kelce and Mahomes are back to being Kelce and Mahomes. Why one Chiefs fan here never had a doubt, and the other, Nick Wright. Meanwhile, the Eagles push the Dolphins around, literally. Are they Super Bowl bound? Brew called this months ago. Yeah. And finally, well, Mac Jones is back. Belichick is back. And the old buddy, the Punxsutawney Phil of football, is back as well. Alongside Chris Broussard, I'm Kevin Wilds. Nick.
Yeah.
I mean, you always said it, Josh Allen, roller coaster, but we've been here.
Yeah,
you're a Patriots fan now.
Well, you know what? I'm happy for Kevin Wilds today.
Everybody is.
And sad for future Kevin Wilds.
Why?
We'll discuss.
Oh, Caleb
but
Williams?
I'm happy
he
for
looks
you
great
today.
Against, you know, strong teams.
He's been struggling.
Oh, doubt him at your
We're not playing Utah.
Friend.
We're not playing Utah. That's the Buffalo Bills out there. We start with our Chiefs. I told you not to be nervous. The real Mahomes on full display at the peak of his powers. And honestly, who isn't against the Chargers? 424 yards, 4 touchdowns. Here's Travis Kelce and Mahomes' cameo postgame.
It was not easy at all. I mean, it was a challenge, and that's hats off to this defense and having to play against them every single week.
Time, baby.
And then 1-5 just doing what he does. And so everybody's making it easy on me.
6 wins in a row. Are the Kansas City Chiefs clearly the best team? I know, you were right about this one. We don't doubt your Chiefs takes.
So what's the question, Wilds?
Are they clearly the best team in the NFL?
The whole NFL, not just the AFC. All of football, obviously yes. What's the weakness? Kicker hasn't missed a kick. They got the youngest defense in football, which also might be the best defense in football.
That's a lot.
The only defense in football that hasn't allowed 21 points all year. They are allowing 15 points per game. They are only getting better. Their biggest free agent acquisition played his first game all year after suspension. He immediately made his voice heard in the sack by Charles Aminahou and Drew Tranquil, a guy they stole from the Chargers to back up Nick Bolton. Bolton unfortunately got hurt. He's going to be out a couple months. He came in, he got a sack as well, and then, of course, there's the offense. The offense that features the greatest tight end of all time, who happens to now also have the added motivation of trying to impress his new girlfriend.
So you think that's a real thing?
Of course it's a real thing.
It
the guy's got
now.
All
I mean,
the
she's
money,
been there a long
all
enough.
The records, yeah. All the rings. It's like, how do I stay motivated? What if I'm attempting to date the world's most famous woman, and she's coming to all my games, and then I show out, and then there's Patrick Mahomes and the offense that Brew was so worried about. Oh, what about the receiving core? Oh, it doesn't look the same. Well, let's see through 7 weeks how the second most. They are number 2 in passing yards. They're number 1 in touchdowns. They're banging on the door of top 5 in team points per game. And you add to it the fact that those terrifying, high-flying Miami Dolphins, which with future Chief Hall of Famer Tyreek Hill, they stumbled a bit. And now you open up the old USA Today and go to the standings page, and you know what you see atop the AFC? The Kansas City Chiefs, which means, my friends, drop the banner, Dusty.
Oh,
it's back on. 6
There's
Arrowhead Invitational.
I never knew it wasn't on.
Well, they weren't. There was no point of the season until right now, where the number one seed, 6-1. So yes, they're the best team. They got the best coach. They got the best quarterback. They might have the best defense. And then, what else do you want? Brew?
Well, look, I'm glad you were able to do that.
Well, yeah, really. Me too.
Because it's been, you've been in pain win after win after win since week one. Yep. And I know you know this, but what? I'm going to say it just to, I mean, it might make you feel good. They are only 1 point, maybe I guess 2 points away from still keeping your 20-0 alive.
I know.
So it's unfortunate.
I know.
But they are playing good football.
A drop away.
Yes, I'm going to give you that. But slow your roll.
Why?
Okay, why?
I haven't even sped up.
You're this happy. You're this excited. You're dropping banners because they ran over Brandon Staley and the L.A. Chargers?
Brew, they've won six in a row.
Oh, no, we're talking about yesterday.
Because
that's what got you all excited, okay?
Yeah.
The Chargers are allowing Kevin Wilds 310 passing yards a game.
Well, looks like we did 114 above expectation.
No, but that, you know what that means? What? When you give up 310 yards a game, it means two things. Number one, you're on pace to be the worst pass defense in the history of football. Hmm. All right? Number two, everybody's a Hall of Famer against you.
Okay.
I mean, Tua threw for 424, and Mahomes was great. You know I love him. But Tua threw for 466. Ryan Tannehill. Heck, Aiden O'Connell. Is that his name?
Yeah,
O'Connell, his name. Yeah. They almost threw for 250 against the Chargers. So can we slow down a little bit?
Okay.
Because you ran over the worst pass defense in football. Now, let me say this, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs, who I do like because I love the quarterback, I'm willing to give you this. They are a top two team in the AFC.
Oh, give me a break.
A top two
You're
team in the AFC. Because wise, smart, brilliant people didn't even pick them to meet the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
They picked Baltimore, or yes. I should say I picked Baltimore, and they look lovely.
You think
yesterday.
Baltimore's better than Kansas City?
I think there are four teams on the top tier of the NFL. Kansas City, Baltimore, San Francisco, and Philadelphia.
Oh, true.
Where's my USA Today when I need it?
Softball.
Yeah.
He gave you a big softball, and you just missed it.
I'm not here for kicks and giggles.
Bro,
I'm not here just to just make a hot take. I'm here to be truthful.
Who's the best team?
We will find out soon enough.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. You talked about the defense giving up 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
I think Baltimore's giving up 14.
Okay, here's the other. Yeah. Can I give you a take? We should have talked about this pregame. If you weren't upstairs, ensconced away, you don't like to talk to me just because I want to talk about the Patriots.
I keep it to myself.
How did Detroit do against the Chiefs?
I had that in my notes. And I had Wilds.
Okay,
that's
waiting
right.
For it.
I was going to appeal to your sense of fairness because Nick, I know, is all emotional and all that. But the team that beat your boys
Thank you. Here we go.
And ruined your tattoo and all that, never a doubt.
Tattoo still looks good.
I mean, look, it wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't
even close. That might be the best win in football this year, and we'll talk about the Ravens later.
That's right. So I didn't want to, but yes,
but here's the thing.
Thank you. I don't want to get caught up in eye test, even though I like the eye test. I want to get caught up in facts.
Okay,
and the fact is the Lions beat the Chiefs, and the Ravens destroyed the Lions.
If you want to do facts and do all that, you said in your four best teams little bracket, three teams that have one loss, and your Baltimore Ravens that has two. But again, it's not the standings. I understand that. I just want to ask Brew one question before you go, Wild.
Sure.
Are the Chiefs still taking Patrick Mahomes for granted? Do they still have to go get another receiver? Or
well, they did listen to me and Adam McCall Harmon.
Okay. Great job in the punt return. Nine guys have caught touchdowns. 15 guys have caught passes. I think the passing game is going to be fine like it always was. And Rashee Rice, Brew,
But Wiles, what did I say about the Chargers? Everyone's a Hall of Famer. Not just the quarterbacks, the receivers too.
I didn't hear you say a best team in the NFL.
Chiefs go to Denver next week. Meanwhile,
I got Baltimore and Philly.
The other 6-1 team, the Philadelphia Eagles, literally pushed the Dolphins around. Hurts threw for two touchdowns, and of course, he got pushed in for one touchdown. Here's Jalen postgame.
When I get the questions about, well, what do you think we could have done better, or how do you answer to this, how do you respond to this, whatever it is, you know, the answer is always execution. And so When we execute at a high level, when we're doing things the right way, when everyone's on the same page, it can be very special. When that is not the case, not so much. And so we just want to continue to grow, have the right mentality moving forward, be diligent with the game, remain persistent with it, you know, and keep pressing on and keep building positive and good momentum.
Okay. Are you surprised the Eagles handled the Dolphins so easily?
No.
I mean,
No, a thousand times no. All right? I knew this was coming. Okay? Who did I pick to not only reach the Super Bowl, but win the Super Bowl?
The Eagles.
Philadelphia over Baltimore. Yes. So I'm looking real good right now. But I should have had the sunglasses on just like you.
Last week, were you predicting a Philly blowout?
I was predicting a Philly win.
Okay.
I don't remember if I said blowout. I don't think we did that one on here.
Okay, sure.
But anyway, here's why I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because the Philadelphia Eagles are the baddest brothers on the block. Oh. They are. It's some other rough and tumble teams out there. All right? The whole AFC North, San Francisco. There's some tough teams. But if I had to take my pick, I would say the Eagles are the toughest. Miami, not so much. Miami's cute.
Oh. Huh?
Miami's fun. They're happy-go-lucky. You know what Miami is? And you are like this because you're a big hip-hop aficionado. Miami is that team that when there's beef, when we got issues, they want to break dance. They want to settle it with some pop locking and spin. Who got the best kickworm and backspin and all that? The Eagles are like, man, forget that.
Yeah.
Let's get it on. Okay. All right? Let's knuckle up. And when this is football, this ain't basketball.
Yeah, no,
this ain't baseball.
Yeah.
This is a collision sport.
Yeah.
And in a collision sport, give me the team that is the toughest.
Sure.
And that's the Philadelphia Eagles, who also got great skill position players on top of that. So, no, I'm not surprised in the least.
All right, so I maybe wouldn't have gone to that specific analogy, but that's why Brew is a better performer than I am. They've prioritized their front in a way I've never seen. They have seven first-round picks on their defensive line.
Pretty good.
You only play four
right at
a time. They got seven in their D-line rotation. Six are their own, and then the seventh is Hassan Reddick, a first-round pick for Arizona, that they brought over. They have an excellent roster, obviously. They spent a first-round pick on Devontae Smith, spent another first-round pick on A.J. Brown, who is quietly, I think, entering the most underrated player discussion, because when we talk about the best receivers in football, he always seems to be brought up in, like, the second group.
Yeah,
and I don't think he's Tyreek. I don't think he's Justin Jefferson. But I think after those two guys, he's right there along with Jamar or anybody else. So here is, right now, the harsh reality about Philadelphia. They need more from their quarterback. They need more
yesterday?
You mean yesterday when he threw the pick six and yesterday?
Kind of fluky.
And yesterday when he had, listen, right now, everybody likes Jalen, the person. Everybody has massive respect for his career arc, Wilds. What is true is they paid him off his MVP season and he's looked nothing like that player this year.
Yeah, so why?
Nothing like it.
So last year, Brew, 18 games, including the playoffs, 6 interceptions. This year, 7 games, 8 interceptions, 2 lost fumbles.
He's got, 2 more interceptions than Patrick Mahomes? Three interceptions again last week.
Yeah.
So,
that's five turnovers.
You can't take away one game. I get it.
No.
But let me, I don't know if we have the graphic. He threw some dimes.
No, absolutely. Yesterday. No. He threw some dimes.
Look, this one, my goodness.
It was like
he went and handed the ball to A.J. Brown. There was only one place to throw it, too.
That's all true, but what's also true is that because his passing yardage numbers are not up there with the other quarterbacks that we consider top-flight quarterbacks, he needs to have the interceptions be lower.
Yeah.
If a guy is 300 yards per game passing, you can deal with a few more mistakes. His thing was the ball security, and I don't think he's totally right. I think that they are
just injured.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, you saw him running on that one scramble. He was limping.
Yeah, he's.
And
not
I mean, they call the offense as if he's a rental and not a long term part of their team. But he obviously is. He needs to play a little better. If he plays close to as well as he played last year, they are the best team in the league. Mm. Right now, Brew, would you not agree that right now that's their biggest weakness?
I wouldn't call it a weakness. He can play better.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
He needs to play
yesterday,
better.
Yesterday, and look, it is what it is. Every quarterback can probably point to something like this. And he threw it into the defender, so it was tipped. But I thought the pick six was a tad fluky. I don't think that's going
to
happen regularly.
Throw it through a man.
Yeah. Every quarterback gets passes tipped at the line of scrimmage.
But that wasn't really tipped.
Yeah.
It was kind of like,
I mean, that was a bad throw.
I thought he played well yesterday. I thought he played well yesterday.
When they lose, we know why they're going to lose.
Because of him?
He's going to fumble the ball or throw an interception.
I mean, the fumble was just like the one in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about this quarterback.
Okay.
I'm not worried.
He's going to look and see at the field what the problem
it's
is.
It's Jimmy G, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen,
Jimmy
interceptions.
G.
Yeah. Mac
league
Jones
leaders.
Right there.
No, Mac Jones is eighth down.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. My apologies. This is the Mac Jones day. I should be
yeah,
wild.
What are we doing? Take shots at Mac Jones? I don't know. You see that? You want to talk Patriots?
We'll do that
later. Patriots?
No, not right now.
Okay, we'll still go with the Eagles. Eagles went 4-4 on the brotherly shove, which they're also trying to copyright for T-shirts and mud flaps.
Yeah.
Here's Sirianni after the game.
You've seen it across the league that people can't do it like we can do it. They can't do it like we can do it. And so I'm making my plug right there. Like, don't ban this play. Like, if everyone could do it, everybody would. Where's the camera? If everybody could do it, everybody would do it.
Dusty.
Yeah, that guy's so I'm happy for him. And his histrionics yesterday, like, they won, and but he's a little annoying. But go ahead.
Where's the camera?
Yeah,
right in front of me?
Yeah.
Bro, what was your reaction?
I'm fine with it. And it probably will get banned.
Yes.
All right. And a lot of teams do it. If you look at the percentages, a lot of teams have success. Nobody quite like the Eagles, who do it more than anybody. But we've seen the past several weeks a lot of teams trying to do
and
it
fail.
And not having success. So
that's not going to work, eight.
That's not going
to work. They
got to come up with a better plan.
This is what I'm talking about, though, with them being so tough. And I think Sirianni in that clip, we didn't show it. He also said the psychological advantage for his team is that when we get a
first and nine.
It's first and nine.
And it might be first and eight.
Right. But I think there's a psychological impact on the opponent as well. Because when another team lines up like this, there's no deception.
You know exactly what we're doing.
Stop it.
And
you can't. That can have an impact on your psyche the rest of the game. So I love it. It may get banned, but until it is, they're going to keep running over teams.
It has an impact not only on your psyche, but on your play calling defensively. On third and 10, you shouldn't be playing the sticks. You got to be playing two yards short of the sticks. Because if they get it to fourth and less than two, they're going for it. Brew is as conservative as Dick Cheney when it comes to play calling in the NFL. He was. You were totally fine with him going for that fourth down, weren't you?
Totally.
Yes,
fine.
Because they
because
have
I
this
knew they were
cheat code.
It.
So here's the thing, Wilds. This is a clear cut, no doubt, Category 2 opinion of mine. Eventually correct. They're going to ban it, and they're going to say it's for health and safety, but it's really because that plays ugly as sin. That's why. You just saw it. The thing the Eagles have going best for them is that they're not even better at it. If they were 1 yard better at it, they'd ban it midseason. If they could get 3 yards on that play, and it's like, oh, they have a lead with 7 minutes left. Guess what, guys? Brotherly shove until the clock is expired, they'd ban it midseason. You tweeted.
I'm not convinced they can't get 3 yards.
You think that they should intentionally screw it up a few times?
I think they're going to.
They don't ban it.
And I also think they're going to eventually. One of these ones, Jalen's going to roll out.
Well,
they did that on
Sunday Night Football. They did that at a nationally televised game that they were blowing someone out. I don't remember what it was.
That they rolled down through.
And the announcer was like, I maybe would have kept that in the bag.
I think if one team, in this case, the Eagles, can do it really well and no other team has this type of success, I don't necessarily think you should ban it if that's
I'm not saying, listen.
If every team was doing it this easily, it would be like.
I agree it would be somewhat unfair, but they're going to ban it. It is, there's no excitement. There is no aesthetic value.
I don't mind it.
That's because you picked the Eagles to make the Super Bowl.
But when other teams are trying it and failing,
that does make it a little more exciting. I get that. I'm just telling you, fair or not, they're banning. I'm very curious, Jalen playing with a knee brace, how he feels about this being such a huge part of their offense.
All right, quickly, Dolphins now 5-2 with the loss. Mike McDaniel had a glass half full outlook on the L. Take a listen.
If you're going to lose games, you want it to be against a really good team and you want it to hurt. And there's the collection of coaches and players in the locker room right now are hurting because, you know, they feel like they left some plays on the field for sure. So, losses, if approached the right way, if you're not pointing fingers and you're looking internally, can be a good thing too.
Okay, Peter King had a different take. The Dolphins are 5-0 against teams with a combined 8-25 record, 0-2 against the 10-4 Bills and Eagles. Buffalo and Philadelphia combined have beaten Miami by 42 points. Yeah. It's time for the real Dolphins to stand up. So are the Dolphins overrated?
Well, if you think that they are at the top of the AFC or close to it, then yes, they're overrated. No, listen, their wins have come against, to Peter's point, teams that would have the following picks in the upcoming year's draft. The first, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the ninth. And Tua, unfortunately, in the two games against, you know, playoff caliber opponents, we can show you the numbers, has been awful. Awful's, you know what, that's not fair. He hasn't been awful. But he is lighting the world on fire in the other games, and he's been mediocre in those games. So here's where I stand, Brew. I think they are a tier three AFC team. I think Kansas City is by itself atop. I think Baltimore and Jacksonville are in the second tier.
Okay, listen,
that's fine. We can argue about the Jags another time. They're 5-2. They have the second longest winning streak in football. They beat the Bills, who you guys like so much.
They're barely over 500 in America.
Once they start seeding the playoffs by record in America, maybe that'll matter. But I think Miami is right with Buffalo and Pittsburgh in that next grouping of AFC teams. And, Brew, I think they need home field advantage. I don't think this team can play in the cold. I don't. And I think that the AFC North teams are in the cold, Kansas City's in the cold. Mm-hmm. I think that they are not quite as good as people thought they were.
Yeah, look, I think they're overrated because, as you said, even in the tiers, I think you had them right. You had Kansas City and then
the
Dolphins.
They were on the Greg Jennings
and
line. Yeah.
I don't
good
remember
to look at Lions.
Next the Lions. Those, so those were the second tier NFL. And then other people were thinking they might be the best team in the AFC, the best team in the league. That, by that measure, they're overrated. I think they're a tier two NFL team. Like I said, to me, tier one is Kansas City and Baltimore and then San Francisco and Philly. And then I put Miami on that next tier. But the problem for them is I don't think what ails them is fixable this year. They're not tough enough. And I'm not saying they're wimps, but the teams that are at the top, even Kansas City's defense now is legit, as you've said. Miami allows 26 points a game. That's bottom six in the league. All right? And if you look at it, you mentioned Tua and how he's played against the good teams or his
Buffalo
bad teams.
And Philly.
But if you really look at their schedule, and I'm not trying to disparage them, but they've got one game that was super duper impressive. I mean, look, obviously that's the 70 points. But outside of that, they beat the Chargers by two. Chargers are 2-4, and they were up 34-30 on Miami with 2 minutes left in the game. They beat the Patriots.
It was close.
But they had control, but they only won by a touchdown. And then the Giants and the winless Carolina Panthers. Yeah. And then the two teams they faced that are good, they got demolished. So I they're a little bit overrated because of that 70 piece that skews all their statistics.
And because Tyreek is such a highlight machine that every time he's on the field, it's like, how does anyone ever stop?
Yeah, he's not overrated. No, that no. dude he is might be still underrated. Phenomenal.
They host the Patriots next week. Could get ugly. I'll be honest with you. Let's just...
Mayor Fair. Speaking of, oh, Punxsutawney Phil of football is back, and so are we next on FS1 and Fox Sports Channel and Sirius XM.
What's up, everyone? It's Nick Wright, and I got something exciting to talk to you about today. Angie, your ultimate destination for getting all your jobs done well. Now, Angie isn't just your average home services marketplace. It's a game changer. With over 150 million homeowners served and a network of over 200,000 skilled pros, Angie has experience and expertise to tackle any project with ease. Whether you're looking to spruce up your backyard or undergo a major home renovation, Angie's got your back. And their pros are locally based, often running small businesses right in your community. And here's the best part. Angie makes the process seamless. From researching and comparing pros to scheduling services at your convenience, Angie's user-friendly platform puts you in control. So why settle for anything less than perfection when it comes to your home? With Angie, you can trust every project will be completed with the utmost care and professionalism. So get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today to discover why homeowners across the nation are turning to Angie to get all their jobs done well.
Now it's time for the Punxsutawney Phil of football to make his upset alert. I can predict the future. Bear with me on this one. Patriots over Bills, straight up.
Yes, Wilds!
Simple. Simple, simple, simple. That's all you got to do. So for the Patriots, all you got to do, Mac Jones, don't throw the ball to the other team. Don't get penalized. Don't get penalized during the play. Don't get penalized pre-snap. Don't do anything dumb. Final one. Run the ball. Simple. All you got to do, Mac Jones, there you go. Run it straight. Just play normal, smart football, and you can win the game. Well, well, well. Guess who decided to show up, take my advice, and play simple Patriots football? It was the Patriots, led by a resurgent Mac Jones, who captained a valiant 75-yard game-winning drive in 105 seconds to down the Bills. 272 yards on the day. Here's a hungry Mac.
Yeah, I think just continue to do it. Like I said, it's just a crumb, and just keep picking up those crumbs, and eventually you have a whole loaf of bread. So that's my goal.
Works.
I think it's more bricks and you build a whole house.
Crumbs.
Get crumbs and a loaf of bread and we'll take it. Beautiful loaf of bread constructed of crumbs.
Yeah, that works. Together. That happens sometimes.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to go to that bakery.
Well, it's good. It's delicious. And the mice love it, for the record.
The mice.
The one, first of all, the Patriots are back. That's my main takeaway. The Patriots are back. And I also just want to take, I know this was not in the rundown, but I wrote, demand you all apologize to Mac Jones is what I have on my sheet.
Okay.
Because I showed a graphic, besides when I was laying out all the advice for the Patriots, which they followed to a T, minus some penalties and Kendrick Bourne's turnover, but regardless.
Yeah.
I said, the elephant in the room is Mac Jones versus Josh Allen. You guys were like, wild. Can we show how they did yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, well, well. Exactly how I predicted.
It's the best game of his career.
Yeah.
And the biggest moment of his career.
Ooh. I like that, too. You know what it may have done?
It screwed you guys. But
no, it did not. Caleb Williams looks great. Don't get me wrong. He looks great. Great bounce back game after that Notre Dame loss to lose to Utah. Mac Jones played great. May have saved his career.
Well, that's the problem.
Why? You don't believe
no,
in Mac
Jones? No, because you guys, listen, I'm happy for you in the moment. I'm happy that you embraced what made Upset Alert popular.
Yeah.
And you actually took a big swing and you hit it out of the park. This is a bad long-term moment for the Patriots. No. It gives them more of a reason to try to not look in the mirror on Mac Jones, and why was he successful? He was successful because
3 seconds to throw the ball?
Yeah. No, he was successful, Coach, because Bill O'Brien must have called up Josh McDaniels and was like, hey, I know you're not prepping for this week. I saw how Hoyer played. You got any pointers for me on Mac? And he's like, yeah, the training wheels. Put him back on. Short, quick throws. Don't let him screw you. This week was the...
Hold on.
I'm just going to look.
What is it, St. Patrick's Day? Look at all that green out there.
I think it's the best game of his career. It's also the first game all year he didn't throw a single pass more than 20 yards downfield. It's the fewest passes more than 10 yards. And it is the shortest depth of target of any quarterback all season, not on the Bears. What?
Nobody can catch the ball.
What?
Nobody can catch the ball. That's the issue.
Okay.
When Mac Jones is putting...
Defenders can catch the ball when he throws it down the field.
That's because Devontae Parker... How many targets did Devontae Parker have yesterday?
Wiles,
one.
I'm happy for you, but they put the training wheels back on.
Pillows right
there. Let the Bills do Bills things, and that's how you win the game.
Coach,
but I just think long-term it's bad for you.
You got to give him a little more credit than just putting the training wheels back on. And we talked about this before. Mac Jones had some pretty good fourth quarter drives earlier in the season, where it was
one
Dolphins
guy didn't get
game.
His foot in bounds.
Yeah, it was the Philly game where they didn't get the foot in bounds. It was the Dolphin game where they tossed it back and
that
was like a yard short. But both those games, he'd put him in a position where they had a chance to either tie or win the game. So it's nice to see. Him do what he was able to do this game. And if it's a function of putting the training wheels back on and it leads to victory,
exactly.
Then do that so that then you can go back to throwing it down the field. But to your point, they made much less mistakes than they traditionally have.
Loved it.
All season long. And when they do that, they've got a chance in every game.
Thank you.
Well, let me answer the question on the screen. Patriots season still alive? No.
Why?
Right? They
are what we thought
AFC?
They are. They're a 5-7 win team at best.
Ooh, seven.
That's what they're seven at best. They are still not a good team. This win, while nice, good for you, does not define their team or season any more than Arizona's win over Dallas defines the Cardinals. Cardinals still a 1-6 team. Bad. Nobody's thinking, oh my. I mean, we're giving them props. They play hard. I'm sorry to break it to you. The Patriots still aren't very good.
Wilds, Detroit started 1-6. Jacksonville started 2-6 last season.
So they got a shot to make the playoffs?
I'm just saying, we forget that how bad those two teams were at the beginning of the season and then how much their fortune changed as the season went on.
Wow.
There is no way they're making the playoffs.
Patriots social media, save that. Clip that one.
clip.
Meanwhile, Buffalo all of a sudden on the ropes.
After dismantling the Dolphins weeks ago, they lost to the Prince in London, maybe jet lag, according to Brew.
Yeah, it was.
Then they literally had to hold on for a win against the Giants.
Yeah.
Almost like cheating, but, you know, it's allowed. And then they looked disjointed against the resurgent Patriots and valiant Mac Jones, who looked great, by the way. 270
well, that's
plus
an indictment on the Bills' defense.
Here's Josh Allen.
Well, I wish I knew the exact answer because we'd have it fixed by now. So, I'm going to watch this film and find a way to get there, whatever it is. You know, our season's not over. It's a long season. I know it feels pretty bleak right now, but, you know, we're going to figure it out.
Season not over.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be talking like that.
Listen, I cut him some slack. I'm not sure how long the flight from Orchard Park to Foxborough is, but I'm sure Brew.
It's quick.
I'm sure Brew is going to blame it on that. And also, they're dealing with, you know, a championship hangover. They were the September champs. Since then, they've lost to the Prince. They've damn near lost to Tyrod Taylor in that game. And then they've lost to Zach Wilson and Mac Jones in the same season. I don't think Georgia would. And so, where we're at, though, here's the thing, and this is very rarely the case, but, Coach, you know what I think the single biggest play of the game was? It wasn't Mac's game-winning touchdown pass. It wasn't anything that happened late. It was the first pass Josh Allen threw. Because when you have a Patriots team that is as woebegone as this team has been, and you start the game off by giving it to them, the crowd gets into it, the players have more belief, and it's like, oh, it might be one of these games from Josh.
Mm-hmm.
What Josh Allen has not understood, and I've said it before, I will say it again, that playoff game against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs broke his brain, where he plays every game like it's up and down the field, I'm going to have to score 40 points to win. You don't. That's how he played week one against Zach Wilson. It's how he started this game. The Patriots can't beat the Bills without the Bills making mistakes.
That's true.
He started the game off with a mistake. And so, listen, the Bills are fine.
Didn't he throw for two touchdowns, run for another one?
Yes.
And put him in a position to win the game?
Yep. And it would have been a blowout Bills win.
So all that stuff doesn't matter?
No. What I am telling you, Coach, is if he does not throw a pick on that first drive, I do not believe the Patriots ever have a lead after 3-0.
Well, we historically talk about how good Bill is at changing the defensive plan, at taking away things that a team does well, and now suddenly we're not giving New England's defense any credit for being able to make plays against a division opponent.
That was the last part of the segment. I'm talking about the Bills. I'm talking about the Bills and what's wrong with them.
You got to give New England some credit defensively for what they do, and then you got to give the Bills and Josh Allen some credit for being able to adjust and then improve as the game went on.
I do not have to give the Bills any credit for losing to the New England Patriots. No, I don't.
They put him in a position to win the game. It was defensively where they couldn't hold up against Mac Jones, and he drove down the field.
They're 9-point favorites against a Patriot team that the story all week was, are they going to fire the greatest coach ever, Brew, and they lose.
Yeah, San Fran was 9-point favorites last week, yes. And Philly were 9-point favorites last week, too, and sometimes upsets happen.
Yes.
Wilds, let me answer the question on the top of the screen. Because they're an SBOB team. That's the thing. If they were just a team like Miami that's trying to climb, we would be fine. You know, this happens. They'd be okay. They're not getting to the Super Bowl, which is their goal, as they put up the banner in the workout facility. That is what they're trying to do. And you've talked a long time about Josh Allen being on the roller coaster. It is not just game to game, week to week anymore. It is within games.
Yes.
His last three games, he has had one touchdown in the first half. And then they rally, and the stats look pretty good. But here's his numbers, first half versus second half.
Thank you, Brew.
Just over the last two games. First half, he's like horrible.
Yes.
Second half, he's great or very good. And then it looks, you know, you look at the stats, oh, he threw for 270 had two touchdowns, and it looks okay. But if they don't get where they were trying to go, which is to win the AFC this year, they're going to have to look at some major changes. I do think you can win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen as your quarterback going forward. But I think they're going to have to make some changes within that organization, coaching staff.
How many Super Bowl or bust teams are there?
Well, it's Super Bowl or bust, there's about five.
Yeah,
I don't know. San Francisco, Dallas is always
Kansas
there.
City,
Philly, Kansas
Buffalo,
City, Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's like a third of the league.
Baltimore's close.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
Another day, another upset alert. Picked correct, this time for Brew, who believed in Desmond Ridder more than he believed in Baker. Bake Show and the Bucks mustered 13 points and lose to the unimpressive Falcons. Here's Baker.
Offensively, we have to be better, and I'm going to wear that one for us. We have to be better offensively, and that's my job as a quarterback and a leader of this offense to push these guys to finish these drives, not have these penalties, and make sure that we're helping our defense out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should do it.
What?
Apologize to Brew.
Okay, first of all, that was Greg's upset alert, not Brew's. Brew, I think, had the Steelers.
Oh, I get it.
Remember, black and yellow,
I did pick Atlanta to win.
Okay, and then that's
Greg,
fine.
Greg, you got it right.
All right, hold on. Coach, what week are we about to be in?
Week 8.
Week 8. Is Baker Mayfield starting this coming week?
No,
then I apologize.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Because the
entire argument
was that Baker will not be benched at midseason. And by the way, he's still the best quarterback in his division. And you know, here's the thing. I hate to do this. I hate to betray confidences and reveal texts, but I will.
No, you don't.
I will.
No, you don't. All the time.
He doesn't hate that.
Yeah. Brew sent a very
Hold on.
Folks, I want everyone to know this.
I'm playing along. I'm developing chemistry.
Everyone to know this.
I did not make
this graphic. This exists on Brew's phone. And after he sent a text making fun of Baker for throwing a pick when Baker drove him down for the tie game, he just sent that. That is Brew's own memoji he made of himself, nervous Baker made it.
How often do you use that?
That is good.
Not the first time I ever used that.
Yeah, right.
That does look like me, though.
So why would I apologize when you were sitting there
nervous about Baker? Fun. It was like, I'll play along. Yeah. Why should I stalk Nick when he's down? What? You know? Here's the thing, Nick, and I'm going to be humble about this. There's no shame in losing to Desmond Ridder.
Okay.
I mean, so that's all Baker did. He lost to Desmond. Desmond Ritter's 19th in the league in passer rating. Right there ahead of Tyler. Is it Tyler? Tyson Badgett.
Yeah.
He's and right behind it. Baker. That's the class that they're in. So no shame in losing that game. But, Nick, Baker is doing Baker things.
What?
All right? The defense is legit, Coach. If I'm on that defense and we're holding opponents to 17 points a game, I'm like, can we get a score, guys? Baker has one touchdown and two interceptions, I believe, in the last two games.
Yeah, he's played poorly the last two games.
Baker Mayfield is struggling, and there's no surge coming, Nick. I hate to break it to you.
I don't know.
Can we see this? Josh came up with this great stat.
Yeah.
2018-22, the type of play that got Baker jettisoned by three other teams. That is exactly how he's playing
right now.
That's
a little misleading.
So there's not
really.
Wow.
That's really.
That's right on the money.
Yeah,
this is who Baker is.
No, but that's not what
That's who Baker is. Is that your king?
Well, no.
Is that your king?
He is the best quarterback right now in that division.
Desmond Ridder actually played better.
Desmond Ridder did everything he could to lose the game.
It should have been a blowout for that horrible NFL end zone rule.
Derek Carr's, he's having his struggles. And when you look at Tampa Bay is doing Tampa Bay things. They don't have Tom Brady. They have Baker Mayfield. But yet they want him to throw 40 times. They're
almost dead last. Run the ball.
Don't throw it.
And I know we joke about this, but this is year after year. Like, at some point, you've got to have some level of complimentary football. Otherwise, you're asking a guy to do something that he doesn't do at that well. And if you had a little bit of a running game, I think things would be dramatically different in Tampa. And you do have to give him credit for what he has achieved to this point.
Did
you guys hear that?
What?
I think that's Kyle Trask.
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
He's going the ball. He's got his man catching it for him.
We're going to have to listen very closely.
Week 13.
You keep setting
up.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Nick, I am never texting you again.
Take down the
Lions. My God.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Coming up tomorrow, the iciest segment in all of sports media. It's Mahomes Mountain. And for the first time since maybe week one, Mac Jones back on the mountain.
Says who? How do you know?
Well, I said it. So people are expecting.
Welcome to the MVP conversation, Lamar Jackson.
Really? He's like, I already have a trophy, so what are you talking about?
Ravens score
touchdowns on their first four possessions. Baltimore humbles the Lions 38-6. Here's Dan Campbell on Lamar.
Those guys, they played well. They kicked their ass. And it's a credit to them. Lamar beat us. He hammered us with his arm. He threw the ball extremely well. He ran when he needed to. And we did not handle it well.
I like that.
That's right.
Brew, this is your Super Bowl team. They rolled. How you feeling? Oh, no, I got to ask you specifically. Sorry. What message did Lamar and the Ravens send? Sorry, I screwed that up.
The message was simple. Y'all should have listened to Brew. Okay. The Ravens know. The Ravens know that we have a show full of Ravens haters.
No,
other than
we
me.
Are not.
Other than me. I have sat up here week
just
after week and listened.
To go to the Super Bowl.
I don't even think you. Did you pick them to make the playoffs?
No, I didn't.
Okay, thank you. I sit up here week after week and listen to you tell me why my Ravens pick was terrible. Why the Ravens are in trouble. Why the Ravens can't stay healthy. And now look at you. All of you know that I am right and this team is legit. Nick, you brought up earlier, talking about the Chiefs. Where's the weakness? That's what I'm saying about the Ravens. If all they needed was time and time to get healthy, they were healthy yesterday.
Yeah.
And time to adjust to Todd Monken's offense, which they still are going through. But Lamar Jackson, I'm not saying he's not going to throw for 300 yards every game, 350 or whatever. But he is throwing it well, Coach. And now they are getting – he's getting that great balance between when to run and when to throw. And defenses now are really off guard. This pass, we all know how – this was remarkable. And years ago, he would have ran with this thing already. But he continues to look for the pass. He had 10 seconds almost to throw and then finds Aguilar in the back of the end zone. That's a fantastic play to me. And the defense is top 10 in everything. Number one in points allowed, top 10 in the rush, against the rush, top 10 against the pass. They run the ball as well as anybody in the league. And now if Lamar can continue to do this, which I think he can, they pass the ball well. So
do you think that's a function of Todd Monken's offense? Sit in the pocket for 45 minutes, roll out from two guys.
No, that's a function of his
ability. Extend it over to the right. Yeah. And then avoid two guys and someone gets open 15 minutes after the play starts. Like that to me, Lamar is doing what Lamar has consistently done. In terms of how often he's been sacked, it's the same. In terms of how many times he runs per game, he actually runs more per game this year than he did last year. And he makes incredible athletic plays, which I thought there was going to be a significant difference from a system perspective in terms of how much or the types of passes that he's throwing. But when Lamar does those things that he's historically done really well, you get games like this. And every
don't you think he's wait like in the past he may have taken off and ran early and it may have worked out if he had just run the ball. But I think he is looking more for the pass, giving himself more time to make the pass rather than just taking off.
There may be an element of that, but when he does those things that we just saw, that's so unique to him. It's such a special skill set. It's so not dependent on the offensive system. It's just when he gets into those games and has those moments, it's hard for anybody to stop him. So I don't know if it's the Ravens really getting used to the system or Lamar just playing back to where he was in years past that level.
There was another play, though, that was an RPO, the one of Mark Andrews deep down the side, where it was he, to me, to my eye, is doing more of the P in RPO than in years past, where in the run-pass option. And listen, right now, that's at the top of the list of best wins in the NFL this year. It goes over Detroit's over Kansas City because that was only a point. The Buffaloes went over Miami.
No.
I've been saying that Detroit.
Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely. The San Francisco beating Dallas. Right. I'm saying you played the Lions hadn't had a terrible game in a year. Goff hadn't had a terrible game in a year. And by the way, for Detroit, it's also tough sledding because Detroit only plays one other team that's above 500 the rest of the year in Dallas. So we're not going to really know where they're at.
Yeah, but don't you think that's a positive?
It's a positive for their seeding. It's a negative for how good are they really when you've got to go beat playoff teams. Yeah. That was a great win for the Ravens. That was a great win. There's no taking anything away from the Lions.
Apology?
No,
I'm not making no apologies.
Coming up next, back-to-back apologies.
Welcome back to an electric Monday show. The Eagles literally pushed the Dolphins around. Hurts threw for two touchdowns and, of course, had a one-yard shove for a touchdown. Here's Jalen postgame.
When I get the questions about, well, what do you think we could have done better, or how do you answer to this, how do you respond to this, whatever it is, you know, the answer is always execution. And so when we execute at a high level, when we're doing things the right way, when everyone's on the same page, it can be very special. When that is not the case, not so much. And so we just want to continue to grow, have the right mentality moving forward, be diligent with the game, remain persistent with it, you know, and keep pressing on and keep building positive and good momentum.
Brew, are you surprised the Eagles handled the Dolphins so easily?
Not at all. Not at all. This was a huge game. I knew. Look, Philadelphia obviously coming off the bad loss, playing at home. They want to erase the memory of that game. So I knew they'd come out strong. And, Coach, ultimately, they are, to me, the most physical team and the toughest team in the league. And I know San Francisco's tough. Cleveland's obviously tough. That whole AFC North is a bunch of tough teams. But Philadelphia is right there near the top, if not at the top. And Miami isn't. As good as Miami is, they are, to me, a finesse team. They're pretty. They're cute. But I felt like they would get beat up at the point of attack, and that's what happened. And I thought Philadelphia was going to do this to them, and that's obviously what they did. And the other thing is Miami's defense is not good. They count on outscoring teams, and they've given up 27.5 points a game. Philadelphia can run the football. They can pass the football. And they dominated the line of scrimmage, so I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, when I saw this question, I didn't feel that Philly just handled Miami that easily last night. This was a one-score game into the fourth quarter. And then when you look at it, too, Miami had a lot of self-inflicted wounds. Miami had 10 penalties yesterday, including two that led to points. One was on a key third down. Mm-hmm. Another one kept a drive going. And Philadelphia had zero penalties yesterday, which that only happens once a year. So Dusty and I looked it up. The odds of you having no penalties in the game happens about once every NFL season. So now you've got this wide discrepancy there. And we could say they push them around, but if it's a one-score game going in the fourth quarter, I mean, there's a lot of teams that would like to be pushed around like that.
Well, I think the
And can we just also talk about the fact that they're missing their entire left side of the line as well as their starting center? You'd think this game would be a lot more lopsided than it was when you're missing three out of five starting offensive linemen.
Well, listen, Philly has prioritized their defensive front in a way I've never seen a team do it. The coach, they have 7 first-round picks on their D-line. You only play 4 defensive linemen. You have 7 first-round picks on your D-line, 6 of their own first-round picks, one they acquired in free agency, Reddick, who led them in sacks last year. Jalen Carter's going to be Defensive Rookie of the Year this year. They are monsters up front. They have a Hall of Famer at center. They have a potential Hall of Famer at right tackle. And so that, and then they've also spent first-round picks on a wide receiver and another wide receiver. So they have all these weapons. The question for Philadelphia, and Eagles fans get mad at me, but it is just the reality, is Jalen Hurts going to start playing more like last year than he has so far this year? If he is, there's no reason they shouldn't win the Super Bowl. Honestly.
If he plays like he did last year.
Yeah, because this team is better. Last year's team didn't have Jalen Carter. Devontae Smith is a year older. Like the running game, even though they lost Swift, added Swift. It should
Miles
be better. Lost Miles Sanders. Like there's an element of why wouldn't this team be better? And last year they were good enough to be in the Super Bowl and lose by a field goal. And it's because thus far this season, a guy who was second in MVP last year, mostly for ball security reasons, has not been doing that. He's turned the ball over 5 times the last 2 games. He had 6 interceptions all of last season.
And he's not playing up to what he did last year. But even so, they're still 6-1 with that.
And guys do have to go through that, and I've talked about this before. When they get those big new contracts, sometimes you're trying to make all these plays, and you're pushing, you're trying to be something that you –
Dak,
you envision yourself to be, as opposed to just being who you were, and that's the guy we gave the contract to. And you do have to give Philly some credit. They have a new offensive and defensive coordinator. Sure. That transition to be 6-1 with that much transition, That's pretty hard to do.
Because I think, and I've said it all season, they're just going to keep getting better, I think. Well, and they're going to adjust to these two coordinators.
Yeah, with more experience.
And we should mention, they traded for Kevin Byer in the last half hour, so they added him as a safety, which should help them.
Eagles went 4-for-4 on the brotherly shove, which nobody really likes, except if you're an Eagles fan. No one loves it.
No one loves it. Coach likes it. If you're rough and tumble football mentality, you like that.
Why do you like it after the game?
You've seen it across the league that people can't do it like we can do it. They can't do it like we can do it. And so I'm making my plug right there. Like, don't ban this play. Like, if everyone could do it, everybody would. Where's the camera? If everybody could do it, everybody would do it.
He's right. He's absolutely right. Kevin's mad because New England didn't think of it, and they're not doing it. So fair. Since it's
we
not in New
England, we tried it.
Since it's not a New England innovation, he's mad about
it. If New England had done it, would it have been outlawed in the offseason?
Probably. Yeah. It would have been outlawed mid-season. They would have had a special, like at the owners' meetings mid-season, they were like, yeah, this is unfair. We got to get rid of this. But you got to give them a lot of credit. They do it better than anybody else. They've obviously worked on it. Everybody's trying to copy it and can't do it with the same success. But it's like a lot of new things that come in the league. There's a lot of smart defensive coordinators. There's people that'll figure it out, and eventually there'll be some good answers for it.
When?
And
they're 41-for-44 on it.
Yeah, look, I remember when empty came in. I remember when the zone blitz came in. I remember when the RPOs, like all these things come in. It's a problem for about a year or so. Then guys adjust to it, and it typically flattens out.
Sirianni mentioned for his team there's a mental impact of, like, when we get a first down, we know it's first and 9, not 10, because we got the – I would imagine this is demoralizing a bit. Defenses might not admit it, but it's got to be demoralizing for the defense when the team comes up there. You know exactly what they're doing, and they're saying, we're just going to shove you out of the way, and you can't stop it.
It is.
What effect does that have on the defense?
Absolutely. You have a whole short yardage and goal line period where you're spending time trying to figure out how you're going to stop the short yardage plays, and it's meeting time, it's time on the field. And then when they just line up and say, hey, this is what we're going to do, and you can't do anything about it, anytime that happens in football, especially pro football, it's incredibly demoralizing.
Listen, I'm kind of like tired of arguing about whether it should or shouldn't be banned. It's going to be banned in the offseason. I am as confident as that.
Ugly.
Yes. Because it's a bad television product. The NFL has changed 100 rules because it's the highest rated 3.5-hour TV show in the world. That you guys used to beat the hell out of the Colts receivers. Their jerseys were all clean. They were like, nope, not allowed. Quarterbacks can only get hit in a 24-inch area. You know why? Because bad quarterbacking is a bad TV show. This is a terrible TV show. This element of there's no suspense because you know they're getting it. It looks more, they're like, is that a rugby play? And then rugby fans were like, actually, that's not even legal in rugby. I said, all right, my
bad. But they're
that.
The only the, one that
correct.
You know is getting it.
No,
everybody
I agree.
Else is trying. Right. Not getting it.
It has been so effective. It's actually been, it's done this. The quarterback sneak used to be 80% for the whole league. For the Eagles, it's now 95%, and the rest of the league, it's down to like 70 because they fail at the stupid brotherly shove because they can't do it. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying it's going away. And so they need to take, you know, get it while the getting's good or whatever they say because I don't think it's going to be a club in their bag next year. I also, me personally, maybe I just have PTSD from the Chiefs not doing a quarterback sneak for 5 years because Mahomes' kneecap exploded one time. If my quarterback who I just gave $250 million to was playing with a knee brace, I maybe would not do it 4 times in that game. But and people can say, oh, it's fine. He can squat 600 pounds. It's still the only play in the playbook where 21 guys hit him. Where 16 guys hit him, not the offensive
line. And that could be what ends up ending it for him is if Jalen Hurts gets injured doing that play, then it's
all
right, this isn't worth it anymore.
Dolphins now 5-2 with their loss. Mike McDaniel said, you know what? Glass half full. We probably could learn something from the loss. Take a listen.
If you're going to lose games, you want it to be against a really good team and you want it to hurt. And, you know, there's the collection of coaches and players in the locker room right now are hurting because, you know, they feel like they left some plays on the field for sure. So, you know, losses, if approached the right way, if you're not pointing fingers and you're looking internally, can
can be a good thing too.
Maybe. Peter King is taking the opposite approach. They're 5-0 against teams with a combined 8-25 record, 0-2 against the 10-4 Bills and Eagles. Buffalo and Philadelphia combined have beaten Miami by 42 points. It's time for the real Dolphins to stand up. Nick, you buy that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, their wins have come against teams that would have the following picks in the draft. 1, 4, 5, 6, and 9. Their losses have come against a very legit Eagles team and a occasionally legit Bills team. And the bigger problem, Coach,
he hates Buffalo.
Well, no, I've just been right about him. Two things I've been right about for as long as you guys all have known me. Here's Tua. Tua against those five bad teams. Score 70 points, do whatever you want. The most important thing is those bottom two lines, though. Five games, 36 pressures. So in those games, he's pressured 7 times a game. The other two games, 27 pressures. So he's pressured 13.5 times a game. Sacked 3.5 times. And, Coach, I also think it's damaging because I think Miami needs home field. I don't think Miami's go to Cleveland in the snow or Baltimore in the rain or Kansas City in January and win. I just don't. And so, yeah, I think there's real concern there, and I don't think they are the cream of even. I think they're a cut below Kansas City in the AFC.
It's really hard to evaluate last night when you look at the volume of offensive linemen that they didn't have, and I guess we can take that equation out of it. But when you're missing 3 out of 5 starting offensive linemen with a team that is what is it 80% pass, that's really hard to do. And he's different than a lot of quarterbacks. He can't make the Lamar Jackson scramble around, extend plays. He needs a different type of pocket. Now, he can do some things, but he can't do that. And so it's hard to evaluate last night's game in purely a this record versus that record lens because it's not consistent with the team I think they are.
Yeah, no, I think they've been overrated. I think they are a tier two team in the league. Coach, I think Kansas City, Baltimore, Philadelphia, San Francisco is the top tier. And I'll put them in that next group with Dallas and teams like that. But I don't think they're physical enough. I think they're a finesse football team. And I think with the pressures with Tua, their whole offense, the passing game, is all on timing. Timing, timing, timing. And when they get the pressure, I think it throws him off his time. And that's the problem why he hasn't played as well. And then defensively, they don't stack up. Those teams I mentioned, and even a few others, our top teams defensively. Miami is not there yet. That's got to be what they're working on.
Which I understand, but defensively, they'll continue to get better. Like Vic Fangio, over the course of the season, that defense will get better when they understand what he's trying to achieve.
And Jalen Ramsey's going to come.
So there's going to be some improvement on that end. I think more importantly is whether or not he's going to be able to stay upright and stay healthy, especially in light of the problems they're having up front.
I also think Eagles defense, really good. They're allowing 63 yards rushing. Miami couldn't do anything, had negative rushing yards. So I still think the Dolphins are good. The Eagles just better.
They're good.
Wild's terrified about the Dolphins Patriots.
Well, they're good. Welcome back to the show. I don't know if you saw the show last Friday. I assume you did. I was sitting here saying, buddy, don't be nervous. The real Patrick Mahomes is going to be there. And then do you remember Nick, bro?
He was sweating.
I don't like playing the Chargers.
Sweating bullets.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was not
424 yards, 4 touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes, my guy. Your guy, you knew this in Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Come on. Kansas City has won 6 in a row. Here's Travis Kelce and Mahomes.
It was not easy at all. I mean, it was a challenge, and that's hats off to this defense and having to play against them every single week.
Time, baby.
And then 1-5 just doing what he does. And so everybody's making it easy on me.
That's why Taylor Swift likes him. Not easy at all. 12 for I had 13 targets, 12 catches, 180 yards, and a touchdown. It was tough. I missed the pass. Are they clearly, the best team in the entire NFL?
The whole NFL.
The whole
thing. Not the AFC West. Not the AFC. The whole West league.
Come on.
Well, AFC West is supposed to be good. Sean Payton, oh, be afraid. Justin Herbert, be afraid. Oh, Jimmy G, be afraid. Yeah, of course they are. Two teams in the league have won more than 2 games in a row right now. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who get respect nowhere but from me, evidently, and the Kansas City Chiefs, who have
domestically
won 6.
We're talking about?
Who have won 6 in a row. Their kicker hasn't missed a kick since the Super Bowl. The defense is the number two scoring defense in the NFL and the number one youngest defense in the NFL. So it's only going to get better thanks to the great coaching of Steve Spagnuolo. I'm going to say a lot of coaching points so coach doesn't crack his heart. How's the tight end? Well, early in the year, it was like, oh, did Travis Kelce finally, you know, did he lose a step?
Time.
Maybe he lost a step, but he found a new squeeze, and he's trying to impress her every single week. And so you might say, what more does a man have to do? He's got the rings, got the money. Now he's trying to impress a new girlfriend every week, and he's doing backwards touchdowns. And then there's Patrick Mahomes, who Bruce said the Chiefs were taking for granted, doing a disservice. That you got to give him more weapons. He needs more help. No, he doesn't need more help because he's Patrick Leapin' Mahomes. So with those pedestrian group of receivers Bruce always talking about, what's the Chiefs' offensive numbers look like? Oh, wait, they're awesome. Who's right now going to be the league MVP? Patrick Mahomes. Who right now is the best record in the NFL? The Kansas City Chiefs. And you might say, Coach, I'm going to put another coaching point to you because Wilds is like, guard Kelce. Why is he always
someone
open?
Should.
Okay, so here's the thing. In the first half yesterday, the Chargers were spying Mahomes. And because of that, the deep middle's wide open. Because that's that guy's territory. In the second half, they're like, God, dog, he threw for 325 yards. We can't spy him anymore. Right. So you know what he did? Scampered and waddled his way to a couple for critical third and long first downs. You can't guard him. You can't score on him. Of course they're the best team in the league. Coach, I know you agree. I know it pains you, but I know you agree.
There, I just...
I know I'm obnoxious, how many, but I'm right.
What's their record against winning teams?
Well, they beat the Jags.
Yep.
They're 1-1.
They're 1-1 against winning
teams. Okay, but they don't they're pick one, the schedule.
Everybody else does. Well, we just killed Miami.
Miami's got double the losses. 100% okay. more losses.
So they have one more loss against a winning team than Kansas City.
Who are
City
the
does.
Teams that have a bunch of wins against winning teams? Who are they?
And look, Kansas City did a really nice job offensively against the Chargers yesterday. The Chargers, we could all agree, have some issues defensively, but yet the game's 24-17 midway through the fourth quarter, and the Jets gave back McCall Hardman, and he pays off, you know, handsomely with a big punt return.
Already has more yards receiving for the Chiefs than they did for the Jets.
The best team in the NFL is 1-1 against winning teams.
They lost one game by 1 point without signing their best player. Who's the best team? They are the best team
at marketing.
Who's the best team at advertising? Coach, who's the best team?
They're the best team at dating superstars in the music industry.
Coach is right on
who's the best team?
There's a lot of things they're the best at. I don't know if they're the best team in the NFL.
I'm going to back up Coach.
Okay.
You know what? I'm just going to go facts, Coach. Okay. Uh-huh. And while I'm appealing to your sense of fairness, because Nick is just all emotional.
I'm just all correct.
I'm also a Chiefs fan, so it's tough.
The Detroit Lions beat the Kansas City Chiefs
in
Arrowhead. On opening day, banners all over the place, rings, owners
emotion
there.
Going wild.
Right, exactly.
Shouldn't happen.
And that same Detroit team that was too much for the Chiefs,
way too much,
played against Baltimore and got pounded.
Yeah, that's right. So are the Ravens the best team in the NFL?
The Ravens are the best team in the AFC. What? And look, it's a top tier. There's Baltimore, San Francisco, and Philadelphia. That's the top tier. Let them fight it out, and we'll find out who's the best. But that's the top tier.
So who's the best
team in
the NFL?
They are a top two team in the AFC.
Who's the best team in the NFL?
We'll see. That's why we play the Super Bowl.
You're right. That's why the Super Bowl is played. But this show exists to answer those questions. So, Coach,
I'm picking Baltimore to win the AFC.
Okay,
so obviously I don't think Kansas City is the best team in the NFL.
So who is?
I just said Baltimore's getting to the – I got Philadelphia over Baltimore.
So Baltimore's the best team. I think if he was saying that, he would say it. You think Baltimore's better than Kansas City right
now? I just said who's going to the Super Bowl.
That's not the question.
Are you asking me, or you want me to parrot back what you said?
Yeah, whatever you just said. Second part. The latter. Parrot back the latter part. Baltimore.
Chiefs are the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, come on.
We all know it.
Except if they play a winning team.
Right.
Then they're 500. They got Denver next week.
Looking to bounce back from his first loss. Debo out, McCaffrey in. San Fran favored by 7.
over primetime Kirk and a Justin Jefferson-less Vikings. Mm-hmm. Brew, Brock Purdy has lost.
Yeah.
Expecting a bounce
but
back.
But it was to that, in Brock's defense, it was to that Browns defense that would never let Gardner Minshew put up mid-30s on him. It would never.
That was surprising that they let Gardner. That Gardner's
yeah, that Browns,
up.
That impenetrable defense.
Gardner's been chewed up that Browns defense.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Brock's going to play great. They're going to get a win, and Brock is going to rebound from that loss.
He's going to
primetime TV.
Is this covering?
Coming.
Seven.
Is it seven? Yeah. Okay. They'll cover.
All right. Well, this would be the first time he does that. Carries the Niners to a win. That we haven't seen. We've seen a lot.
What do you want to see him do? Give me the bar of Nick Wright compliments 300 this year.
Three touchdowns.
Not carrying them. That wasn't carrying them in the playoff victory?
No. How many points did Seattle score, Brew? I didn't say he hasn't played great. Yes, he did his part.
And then what about
played great
Dallas,
win.
Four touchdowns?
Played great in that a win is we've seen. Carried a team to a win. He hasn't really had many opportunities to do it.
They're playing the hapless Vikings. Who in the world thinks the Vikings are good?
That's a shot at wild.
I forgot.
That was unnecessary.
I forgot that was your Super Bowl.
You thought they were the best. Can I just say something important about tonight's game? First of all, America, play along with me at the charting test. Wows and yikes. We can compare notes tomorrow. The other one is this. It is so silly that they're playing Christian McCaffrey. It is. First of all, I think it would be good for Brock Purdy to get some experience without McCaffrey. And second of all, this is not because of my picks.
It's absolutely because of your picks.
No, it's because McCaffrey's their most important offensive player. He has an injury history, and he's banged up.
Football,
you know what? They played Debo with a broken shoulder, now he's out weeks.
Football.